Knights Choice Connections have partied into the night after the Ruffey won the Melbourne Cup. 91,168 people were trackside at Flemington, jockey Robbie Dolan pinching himself over the life-changing win, while Sunshine Coast-based co-trainer John Simon spoke to us a short time ago. He says he can't wait to get back home.
It's fantastic for the stable, and I've got to thank the staff back up there on the sunny coast to keep everything ticking over for us up there too. So they've been getting winners there at the sunny coast. So it's been a pretty whirlwind 8 weeks while we've been away, but it accumulated in a fantastic day yesterday.
Knights Choice will have a break now before possibly heading overseas to race. A Mountain Creek mental health advocate is among 16 finalists nominated for a Queensland Australian of the Year award. Dr. Leon Stenschlem is the founder of Lookout 07, who's nominated alongside three other finalists. The Sunshine Coast has finalists in other categories too: Paralympian Alexa Leary for the Young Australian of the Year Queensland, and Wildlife Rescue Sunshine Coast founder Claire Smith in the Local Hero Queensland category. Queensland winners will be announced on Monday, November 18. Robert Irwin's having a break from feeding crocs at Australia Zoo to jet to South Africa. The 20-year-old is currently in Cape Town as a global ambassador for the Earthshot Prize, spending time with Prince William.
Well, g'day, it's Robert here with, of course, Prince William. Lovely to see you.
You too, Robert.
How are you enjoying South Africa so far?
Good, thanks. Yeah, really good. Having a lovely time here.
What a spot.
Robert, been a fantastic ambassador.
And speaking of Australia Zoo, there'll be plenty of visitors today, no doubt, with 396 cruise ship passengers to enjoy the day exploring our local region. The visitors will arrive on board the Silver Muse this morning. The cruise began in Darwin and will head to Brisbane next before travelling to New Zealand. The passengers will be brought to shore at Mooloolaba and greeted by tourism staff.